You found something?
Yes, my lord.
That's it. The rebels are there.
My lord, there are so many uncharted settlements.
That is the system. Set your course for the Hoth system.
As long as everybody behaves, this will be quick and painless.
Did you hear that? We're doomed.
Welcome to Echo Base, your weekly water cooler discussion exploring Star Wars news, issues, mythology, and understanding that galaxy far, far away.
We will use all our resources to unravel this mystery.
Dodging Imperial probe droids while leaving no topic unturned in this frozen wasteland.
You're going to find that many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our own point of view.
Now live. Dock the snowspeeders and lock up the tauntauns. It's time for Echo Base.
It's not Tatooine, that's for sure.
All wings report in.
Red 10 standing by.
Red 7 standing by.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
Red 9 standing by.
Red 11 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
Red 2 standing by.
Right now I feel like I could take on the whole Empire myself.
Cut the channel, Red 2.
Standby alert.
Target, maximum firepower.
Imperial troops have entered the base.
Close the doors.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Echo Base. We have a very special episode this week because we are doing a test run of our first video call. This is our first time streaming on Twitch.tv. And we have kind of a makeshift temporary virtual studio here. We're going to work on this later, so you know, don't sweat that too much. We're going to have something nice and spiffy and jazzed up and all that. Besides, this chair here, this is not as comfortable as the animation probably makes it look like it is. So, and by the way, I should warn the people in chat, if you haven't noticed, your chat is going to show up in the video recording that's going to be posted. So, you know, watch what you say, because there's going to be a record of it this time. So, I've got Chris and Lou here. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, I think.
You think?
Well, after this episode records, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. The funny thing is that we will have spent more time in preparation of getting all of this working than we will actually recording the episode.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the first time. This is kind of a beta test, really. We didn't announce it in advance. You know, we've got some things to work on. Yeah,
he didn't announce it to us either.
You're right, I didn't. This is a surprise. So forgive Chris's lighting. It's not his fault. I truly gave you guys like no warning.
I'm going to order one of those little cube light things. That'll work out good for this.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And I have a discount code. And I need a hair light.
You do.
Right?
I don't think that's how hair lights work. Like, I don't think it actually adds hair.
You don't? I thought that's what they're for. A hair light, you know, to get the hair in the back here. Just kind of. No.
No? No. If it did, I mean, I could use some myself. But, yeah, no, I mean, if this takes off, if it works, we're going to hook you guys up with some green screen backgrounds. And, you know, we'll make this all, like, sci-fi-ish and stuff. Actually, in all seriousness, I've downloaded some background graphics and images of Echo Base from Hoth.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah. Some stuff from the movies or concept art, some shots from Star Wars, The Old Republic. And, it might take some doing to find shots that are, they're really going to work in this, but, you know, we can play around with it and make it work. I mean, this whole virtual set thing you're seeing right here, I threw this together in probably like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, aside from the technical things that, you know, just before we went live here. So, you know, there's a lot we can do with this, I hope. So, and we'll work on, you know, lighting and stuff like that. So just bear with us. And we're going to make this available for download to the Patreon donors. Will probably get it first because it's quick and easy. I can just post it straight to Patreon. It'll go live on the website a little bit later, and we will probably start doing actual video podcasts from now on. Now, before anybody asks, we are still going to be doing the audio. Random Chatter, Echo Base, The Outer Rim, all of the existing shows are still going to remain primarily audio. We will probably be doing a video supplement like this to them. And we're probably also going to do some short form video shows. So, and by short form, I mean more like, you know, 5-10 minutes in length. I know a lot of people, if they're watching video podcasts, they want something that's a little bit shorter. So Eric is the new Jon Stewart. Oh boy. Yeah. I wish I made that kind of money. Wow. All right. So, Chris, I already asked you how you're doing. Lou, how are you doing?
I am doing pretty well.
Yeah? I hear you have a new toy.
A new toy? I do have a new toy. It's in work in progress, though.
Okay. Show us. We're on video, dude. Show us.
I know. I had to reach down and grab it. I have the hilt of my lightsaber.
Wow.
It has a switch. It has some wiring inside.
Nice.
Speaker. It's getting there. I'm almost ready to wire up the board and get some sound and power it up and actually see a beam come out of the end. But No Man's Sky got in the way, so I was out in my ship flying around collecting pearls and gold and emerald. So
okay.
Unfortunately, this took a back seat. So soon.
Oh, that's good. It's looking good so far. Better than mine.
Yeah, where's yours?
Why? I thought I'd sucker you into making me one after you finish that one.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can do that. We'll see. Okay. You might get the first version because the second version might be better. So,
you know, we'll that would make out. Sense. That would make sense. That's what I would do. All right. So, again, we're going to, because this is kind of a beta test, this week's episode's probably going to be a little bit shorter than most. But we do have one bit of interesting news. We have a new trailer for Rogue One. So, again, this is going to be a little bit of an experiment. I am going to try playing it here. Now, in the future, I'm going to have like this fancy little screen and it's going to be like playing in the screen and all that. But for right now, I don't have that set up. So we're just going to hit the button here and, it should be playing and it is not. Well, see, that's why. Yeah, that's why we beta test things here. Oh, there we go. I think, is it playing now? I'm going to look off to the side here where I've got another computer streaming it, and there's probably a 30-second delay. But all right, so I got to say the visuals in this, really impressive, especially the opening shot panning up to the Star Destroyer in atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's different than what we're used to, I think.
Yeah, very. That's really the thing here too, is that it's different than what we're used to. And yet it's the same as what we're used to in a lot of ways. And we've got the stormtroopers. I'm starting the trailer over here in the video. We've got the stormtroopers, we've got the Star Destroyers, and yet we're seeing radically different environments and radically different contexts. I don't think we've ever seen a Star Destroyer in atmosphere before. I think the closest we've seen, maybe episode 2, when they were loading up the clone troopers into the really, really early ancestors of the Star Destroyers. But, and of course, you know, we talked before about the stormtroopers storming the beach, but cool shot of the U-Wing. What do you guys think of the U-Wing? I mean, this is apparently supposed to be a troop transport instead of a fighter ship.
I don't mind it. I think it looks cool.
Doesn't again, do a lot for me, but yeah.
Now, did you see when the wings sweep out? Have you guys seen the concept art for that, the different shots?
I don't think so, no.
You didn't know it's a transformer?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. The the wings, like, they, well, I'll show you later. It's I wish I grabbed some stills to show you. I thought you guys knew about that. So, and that's going to be another cool thing about doing a video show is we can pop in images and stills as we need to as well. But so the combat in this, you know, it's funny because we talked before about the fact that they've got the cinematographers from Zero Dark Thirty, Saving Private Ryan, Black Hawk Down, all these different really successful Hollywood war movies to make this feel more like a war film. But it still seemed really clean before in the trailers. It seemed, it still seemed kind of Star Wars-ish, like it, not really gritty. This is the first one, it seems like, where there's actual, like, gritty combat. Not just things blowing up, but, like, it kind of darker visuals and possibly kind of getting lost in the action. I mean, I know we complain from time to time about action movies, there being too much going on and the camera shaking around and stuff like that. But when you're simulating a war environment, you kind of get that happening. So I don't, did this one make you feel different from the previous one and in the shots that we saw earlier from Celebration?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely more going on here. We're getting a little more context to what's going on. It's not just, you know, videos with, you know, quick little quips of voice dialogue. We're actually getting some substance to it, which I think makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, so the shots that just came up on the teaser, more kind of nighttime guerrilla warfare sort of stuff going on there. And not the type of ground combat we're used to seeing in Star Wars. So, I don't know. I just feel like everything I was hoping for before about this being a real war movie, I saw the other teasers and the other footage, and I'm like, it's a war movie, but it's a Star Wars version of a war movie. It still looks too clean cut, too watered down. But this trailer really, I think, makes it feel like it's a little more intense. So, and the bombardment right there from the starships, I mean, kind of liking this. All right, I'm going to kill the audio from the trailer here, and we can still see it on the loop there. And then there's the robot, Alan Tudyk's robot. I said before, I'm not good with the names, and it's going to be a while before I am, but... Any thoughts on the droid yet? I mean, there's always a droid in a Star Wars movie. It's kind of a staple.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first one that's been kind of bigger than life, though, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure what to think of it. I hope it's a good role for him. I hope it's a good, portrayal of him as an actor in this movie.
Chris, any thoughts?
I like the way that it looks visually.
Yeah.
I mean, not just in terms of the droid itself, but from a special effects standpoint too.
Yeah,
it looks more real than some other droids we're used to.
And I assume that it's CG. I mean, we've talked about and they've talked so much about the practical effects that they're using, but I have to imagine the droid CG. But it doesn't look bad.
No.
Yeah.
So it's not distracting. Now, this droid's got to double as the comic relief. When you have a movie that has a really, really serious tone to it, you do one of two things. You go with the serious tone, you embrace it, perhaps losing some of the audience of the film that can't take the darkness of the film, or you have to throw in some elements of some comic relief. You don't have to turn it into a comedy per se, but something to kind of lighten certain scenes in between the action. And it seems like in this film, that's the role of Alan Tudyk's droid. And the type of comedy this time around, it looks like it's going to be much more. Oh, what's the word for it? Sarcastic,
I mean, I want to use the word adult, but I don't want to make it sound, you know, that way.
Yeah.
But you're right. A smarter kind of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
You know, none of the, oh, I'm beside myself.
Right.
Moments. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. He's big enough. He could probably be beside himself at the same time. But the reports that have come in from Entertainment Weekly kind of indicate from Alan Tudyk that the droid is going to be this downtrodden, long-suffering, kind of the, what was it from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Marvin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Robot. Yeah. Kind of that style of things. So, what do you think? Is that going to work? And I mean, I'm kind of excited about that. To me, well, I mean, that's kind of the type of humor I'm into anyway. So for me, this is a good thing, but.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have that kind of humor than what we've seen from most Star Wars.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah. Rebels being the exception. I mean, honestly, when it comes to humor and comic relief characters in Star Wars, Chopper, I've yet to see anything that comes close to Chopper yet.
Okay. Yeah.
And to some extent, Zeb. But, somebody's playing the trailer again.
Yep, that'd be me.
So in hindsight, and of course, I would have known this if I talked to you guys in advance about this. I should have swapped the two of you video, because, like, you know, Lou's kind of angled that way, and then Chris is, like, completely looking that way, and it's well, like, you
I
know.
Could, I could angle myself over here and look back at you. Maybe this will be, you know.
We could kind of lean in, get a little cuddly.
A little closer, here, you know, yeah. Little,
yeah. We'll save that for the after show. So anyway.
Oh, wait, I leaned the wrong way. See, it's like a 30-second delay, too, so.
So, yeah, Carrie, a manic depressive robot, that kind of does seem exactly like what they're claiming is here. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not actually manic depressive, but, that tone, that's
okay.
You know, they're not going with the slapstick comedy. They're not going with the C-3PO, the, oh, this is so let's horrifying, yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. They're going with really. Yeah. I'm security droid and you're sticking me with carrying the bags again. Yeah. Okay. Thanks guys. You know, that sort of thing. I don't know if you guys have seen the GIF, whatever, that was going around Twitter for a while where they're walking past and Captain What's-His-Face kind of shoves the bag in the droid's face and he kind of takes it and he looks down at it and he just drops it on the ground unceremoniously, turns around and walks away.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Okay. It's a good example of the type of humor it looks like they're going to go with in this movie, and I got to say that's...
Now, you know, not to sidetrack the conversation here for a second, but
go for it.
Chris, there was a recent announcement of someone coming to New York Comic Con, right?
I'm sorry, Lou, I was taking a drink there. I didn't hear what you said. Kiss my what?
Because, Alan Tudyk is going to be at New York Comic Con this year.
And if you don't get an autograph for me, dude, well, you are fired.
You watch. He'll only be giving, you know, presentation or whatever on Saturday when we're not there.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
But
it's likely going to be Saturday.
Although I think it's funny. They say, you know, Alan Tudyk, you know, from Firefly. Like, wait a minute. He's got a new role coming up, like, in a couple months. Let's publicize the one he's doing now.
Yeah, but nobody knows him from that. But... So I kind of understand why they're doing that, but
I suppose
the thing is, it's Star Wars. Okay. So what? They don't know you from Star Wars yet. It's still Star Wars. So,
right.
You know,
if they said Alan Tudyk from Rogue One and had the logo, you know, down in, you know, in the lower third there, hey, it's going to look pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Somebody's playing a janitor from Star Wars. It's still Star Wars. I'll go beat the guy playing the janitor. You know, the guy fleeing Cloud City carrying the ice cream maker. Okay. Yeah.
It might be because he's a droid, too. And
yeah.
I suppose. Well.
You know, he's not, like, you can't look at the poster and be like, oh, that's Alan Tudyk because he's a droid.
You know, I got to say, though, it's Firefly, so kind of worth mentioning a little bit. Not a bad show.
I don't know. It's been over how long?
Doesn't matter. It's been over how long, and it is still not too late to try to get that back on the air.
He's got a new role coming up. He's the backbone of the resistance.
Well, no, you know, being that this is kind of like a tropical planet, you got the beach thing, the palm trees and stuff. Why couldn't we see a pilot, maybe for the U-Wing, kind of a Hawaiian shirt on, a couple of dinosaurs across the top of the... I'm just thinking, like, that could be Star Wars-y.
Could be.
It could be, yeah.
Let's just do that. All right. So another thing to talk about that's coming up a little bit, we kind of talked about it a little bit last week, the merchandising, Force Friday and all that. But I want to know, are you guys planning to do anything at all for Force Friday? I'm guessing, Lou, maybe, are you going to try to get some of the black figures, or are you just...
Oh, yeah, not? I'm going to buy stuff.
Okay, are you going out... I know you're going to buy stuff, but I mean, are you going to be going out
midnight?
Like...
No, probably not. It depends on what they do. If they do midnight, I might do it, because it was fun.
Yeah.
You know,
Part of it just... It, like, as disappointing as the toys were, and especially the whole Toys R Us being a letdown...
Yeah, doing Walmart next time.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Cupcakes.
I went to Walmart and it was so much better.
Yeah. I just, you know, there's something about being there with other Star Wars fans in person that it's kind of fun. I mean, what else are you going to do on a Friday night midnight? Play No Man's Sky or something?
Thursday night midnight.
Is it Thursday? Oh yeah,
right?
That's true.
Right, because it's for Force Friday, so yeah.
Some of the black figures are on sale at Target. Okay.
You know, I was encouraged. I was in Walmart yesterday, and I saw the section for toys, and they had, you know, the paper tacked to the wall saying, you know, clearance stuff, and you know, one of the papers for the people stocking shelves of what's coming up. And I was like, oh, nice! They're making room for new stuff. Yes,
right.
I'm excited.
Let's just hope that's actually stocked.
No, they're making room for the old stuff that's still sitting in the back of the store that they just haven't had room to bring out.
And pieces of 6-inch black figures are trying to, what do you do with these? Ah, let's put them out.
Oh, I finally did get my Force Awakens Han Solo Black Series figure. Hadn't gotten that yet, so I found that the other day.
Did you get two?
Do you not have one?
The Han Solo?
Yeah.
What number is he? I don't think I do.
Off the top of my head, I want to say like 18 or something.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Because I think he's the... I only noticed that because I was trying to figure out like where the numbering for the new series starts. And Kanan, I think, was 19.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, but you can get... if you get a Dremel, Infinite Batmans. Is that Zachary?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, Zachary, if you get a Dremel tool... And just you hold the figure and you just drill right through the center. Then you get the hole in the stomach. So it's like an interactive customization, you know.
That'd be fun
with Hasbro. You know, it's getting harder and harder to get excited about the Hasbro content. When I mean the Black Series stuff looks so much better. All that just looks like a white screen, Lou.
You can't see that text? Come on.
No, we literally can't see it. Here, no,
it's
literally
a white screen.
Watch this, guys. Here we go.
Okay, I see it. Okay, fine.
Here we go. Oh, what's that? What's that down in the lower left-hand corner? Oh, huh? Wow. There's nothing here. Let me see. I should probably evolve some of these drowsies. Yeah, I got too many drowsies. Lots of EVs.
You know, wait.
What?
What are you doing with Pokemon Go up?
What, down here? I thought if you're going to show stuff from your phone, I'd show stuff from my phone. I mean, it's just down there in the corner. It's not like it's taking up a lot of space or anything. I'll just keep doing that. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Y-Wings. Why do they suck so bad? Go.
I love Y-Wings.
Ratatata. Look at all these ratatatas. Look at scrolling. Okay. Yeah, Lou, yes, Lou is how you get your phone in the stream. Just saying. Yeah, now Eric's just showing off. I am.
Yeah,
for all the stuff that didn't work with this, I wanted to show something that did work. Anyway.
Yeah, so no, I do not have Han Solo from The Force Awakens.
Well,
all I have is Finn, Rey and BB-8, Kylo Ren, the First Order Stormtrooper and Chewbacca from the first night that was there.
Yeah.
I got Poe and the Guavian Enforcer, and recently I got the First Order TIE and the First Order Snowtrooper. That's
you don't have Zuvio?
I might be able to find.
I can find him anywhere. I mean, yeah.
Is that one you're not able to find?
No, I can find him. I haven't bought him yet. But I have the First Order Flame Trooper as well. So I've got 1 through 5.
He's pretty 7, hot. 8,
11 and 12 and 16. Flame That's trooper, it.
Hot flame. Well, I got the Han Solo to go with my Chewbacca, but.
And you said you picked up one for me too. Which one did you pick up for me?
Maybe we could work something. I picked you up the Kanan.
Okay, so I have that one too.
Yeah, which actually looks really good. But if they had all of the Rebels, I would consider keeping him and making a whole set. But I mean, that's the thing. The Black Series looks really good. The rest of the Hasbro stuff, it's hard to get excited about anymore because the regular figures. Not only do you have to hunt like mad to try to get any of them, but then when you do, most of them look like crap.
Yeah.
Well, the other ones I like are the Titanium Black Series, the ships. There's some really cool figures of those.
Yeah.
And again, I see the same three or four swinging on the pegs, and that's all I see.
Well, you know, Lou, that's why God created Amazon.
Which ones have you only seen, Lou?
I actually have a fair amount of those, but recently I've only seen a few hanging out there. I've got 1 through 10 on those. I'm missing 11. I got 12, 13, and 14. 21 and then some of the high 20. So basically it's all the common stuff. Poe's X-Wing, the First Order TIE Fighter, First Order Transporter, Sith Infiltrator, the Ghost I have, Slave One, and the Inquisitor's Advanced TIE prototype from the Rebels.
Which one is 11?
I don't know. I don't have it written down here. I mean, I can find it on, Rebel Scum or something, but yeah, I don't know who that is off the top of my head. But so, evidently I'm missing, 11, I'm missing 15 through 20, I'm missing 22 through 25. That I've never even seen. I mean, I pick those up whenever I find them. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes me wonder how, where all these things are. And I really don't want to go and buy cases of the stuff from Entertainment Earth or something.
No. That's the hard thing is you don't want to. I mean, that's one way to guarantee that you get them. And otherwise you have to. Hunt around for them on eBay or Amazon, and then half the time you're paying through the nose, and what do you do? So, all right. And I guess, Chris, there's not really going to be much vinyl-related stuff on Force Friday, so.
No, unfortunately.
I get you a suit.
Suit?
Vinyl suit? Oh, wrong show. Vinyl suit, some handcuffs, and a ball gag. What?
Yeah. Oh, wrong late night show, Lou.
Too happy to keep me up late.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I think I'm going to go just for the sake of hanging out and seeing if there is something that's like, oh, wow, hey, that's pretty cool. I'll grab that. But I can't think of anything that. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to look for these and I'm going to get
hang
out.
Especially when some of the figures are not necessarily re-releases, but they're the same character in a different costume or a different variation.
Right.
I think I might get Rey with lightsaber and Jen if I can find her, but we'll see what happens.
I'll probably get Rey with lightsaber because my wife is a big fan. And then I can probably get the one with the BB-8 back, and then I can have Rey and BB-8. What's that?
Are yours opened?
Mine are not open only because I have not yet set up the computer room to have a place to They will be open. Right now, they're not open for the sake of keeping the figure and all of the accessories safe. It's not for collectibles reasons. I've given up on the whole aftermarket nonsense.
Oh, I have
that kind of
too,
stuff,
but
you know,
I'd like to take mine out and make some, you know, dioramas or whatever, and do some photography work for them. But I feel bad opening the packages.
Carrie, I think that is the correct date. And you know, I should set the delay on when these text messages or the chat fades out for a little bit longer. I can tell you, my hair is not pulled back in a ponytail. It's been a long time since I've had enough hair to be able to do that with. I would love to. I would look atrocious in a ponytail, but I would be thrilled for the opportunity to be able to wear a ponytail.
You could be like Kanan.
I often get accused of being blind to anything that's important in life. So, you know, I've got that going at least. So, let's not get on Lou and when the last time he wore a ponytail was.
Wow.
Except, you know, the beard, you know, I have a friend whose beard's long enough. He could put a ponytail in it.
I used to have long
shout
hair.
Out to Ned. Who's probably not listening. I'm trying to think. I was going to say Sabine for Force Friday. That actually, I think I would probably go out of my way to get that.
Wasn't it out before though already?
No, I don't think so.
It's coming out Force Friday. Okay.
Yeah, this is the Sabine Black Series, and I'll probably get Jin. And I'd love to get a Hera, but
I was thinking of Ahsoka that's been out that I can't find anywhere.
Yeah, Ahsoka's been out.
Yeah, I haven't seen her at all.
But I don't think there's going to be any like big Spiro BB-8 sort of like oh my gosh, that's incredible, or like the Millennium Falcon flying drone.
There was a article that was talking about how this version of Force Friday isn't going to be as big. But I mean, I'll still go just because it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I think too, like this time around, I don't know. We got to do something a little different. Like maybe we'll find a place to hang out and we'll do a local stream and maybe like, I don't know. Well, maybe find a restaurant that has free Wi-Fi. Put some shout outs in advance that we're going to be at a certain place at a certain time. We'll do some live streaming a little bit before the event. Star Wars trivia game or something. You know, make kind of an event out of it instead of just like waiting in line, waiting for the doors to open. I think if it was what we had thought it was going to be last time, maybe that would have been okay, but it was just such a disappointment. As an event, it was disappointing. So, you know, maybe we, for Echo Base, we should kind of create our own event. I mean, Chris, I'm sad you won't be up here with us for it, but I mean, you could probably do the same thing down there. Gosh, there's Star Wars fans everywhere.
And Chris will be sad he's not at your Comic Con with us.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
See, I'm there with you, Chris.
Sigh. You know, hey, real quick, if anybody out there is listening who is planning to go to New York Comic Con, we are planning a get together Saturday, not inside the con, but in near the con in New York.
Tickets for the con on Saturday.
Couldn't get tickets for Saturday, but we will be in New York. Even if you're going to the con on Saturday because you have tickets, if you want to hop out of the con at a certain time.
Or after hours, yeah.
Or after hours, you know, and get together, we'll hang out for a while. We don't have Joel a specific thing planned, but we... Yep.
And Joel's going to be there?
Joel Welch. I think right now the plan is just to kind of generally hang out in New York for the day, but as it gets closer, we will probably find a more specific venue, set up a couple of specific times, so that we can all just show up at a particular place and meet and hang out. But if you also couldn't get tickets for Saturday, or you know, part of the day you want to go hang out and do something, let us know. Get in contact with us, and they're looking for stuff to do. If you're familiar with New York and that area of New York, and have any ideas on good places to go where we can sit and just hang out and chill for a few hours at a time without, you know, it being a problem, or you know, places wanting to kick us out or something like that. I mean, we're going to shower. We're not going to smell bad. Hopefully they won't kick us out.
No,
too
we're
soon.
Not going to shower. Are you kidding
well,
me?
Well, you guys probably won't. I will have, because I'm not doing the whole con thing, but you know.
Yeah, Chris and I are seeing a concert in New York on Friday night.
What?
Yeah, we are.
Star Wars related?
No.
Comic-Con related, because it's not sponsored by, but it was listed on the Comic-Con site, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I don't know how that works. Why it's not?
Yeah, I don't know either. They had a bunch of stuff going on in New York called Super Week that kind of goes along with Comic-Con that has a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're seeing a band called Star Set. So.
Okay.
We're pretty good. So.
Are you familiar with them already?
I am.
Okay.
Lou actually just listened to them recently.
Yeah.
Per my suggestion.
Cool. Oh, on a completely unrelated Star Wars note, Chris, I don't know if you've seen in the Slack channel some of the YouTube videos for Excision. DJ, he's got this big, big DJ table on stage with lighting stuff everywhere. And I don't know if you watched those or not.
I did. I saw some of them.
Okay. I'm very bitter. Very, very, very bitter, because now that I've discovered these, and I'm like really, really anxious to go see him in concert. I don't do concerts. It's not my thing. I just found out that I'm trying to get confirmation on it. They stopped doing that in 2015. He's been doing it for like 4 or 5 years now, and he's done.
Oh, that's
very
a shame.
Sad. We should go see Blue Man Group. They have a stormtrooper in Blue Man Group now. Did you guys see that?
Really?
No. Well, I guess he didn't make it all the way through the auditions. Did you see the YouTube video with the stormtrooper auditioning for the Blue Man Group?
No.
Oh, guys. I could have pulled that for the video. You know what? Next week, if you remind me, I will I'll show that YouTube video here in the video stream.
If only we had some sort of YouTube channel that we could show videos on.
I know,
you could show
right?
us that.
That would be awesome. Well, I'd feel kind of bad reposting it, but. I don't know. Everybody else on YouTube does, so why not? Yeah, just do a search for Blue Man Group and Stormtrooper.
Okay.
So, Eric's unponytailed head. Yeah, I got to fix this. So I've got it right now so that the chat will display on the video of the stream, which is great. If you guys are watching later, you can see what's actually being said. The problem is, you know, we get distracted talking. We don't always see everything that happens. But after 30 seconds... the text disappears, like right there. It just disappeared again. I think I need to increase that to like a couple of minutes or so, because now I've got to scroll back. But so I want winners. I was asking about, I'm not familiar with the two companies you listed. You were talking about other companies that make good Star Wars stuff. I'm not familiar with those. So if you want to tell us more in the chat room, I'll go ahead and mention those on the air here. So, yeah, the chat on the front of the desk, right, I mean, honestly, I didn't really have any better place to put it. And, you know, I guess I probably could have centered it a little bit more, too. But I'm actually good. Like I said, this is very temporary. I'm going to have like actual little dedicated window for the chat and stuff like that. But, you know. I literally threw this together while I was at work doing other things and like had just had a few minutes. So, but I did discover that all of the really, really professional like news broadcast studio stuff, it's like $80 or more per graphic, per background, ooh, per stuff. Yeah. Lou, the test video I sent you last night, I sent a few. I'll get them to you too, Chris. The one where I switched back and forth between a few different scenes, I think just the background graphics for that alone would have been over $300.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're really cool looking, but I have this other thing called Crazy Talk Animation Studio. And the idea is you can, instead of our actual faces here, the idea, like here, I'll back out to the intro scene here. You can, and obviously I'm not to scale here. Another thing we would work on
sure?
more. If, yeah. I'm really big torso and short stubby legs behind a desk. Looks like I'm sitting cross-legged on the floor here.
It does. You are sitting really down in the desk.
Yeah. So. Well, again, throwing it together, but so like all of these can lights up here and the microphone over there and the cameras off screen and stuff, those are all individual props. So I could have the camera start in one spot and like zoom in and stuff like that. As we're talking, I could, you know, have it switch to one scene of Lou, like a close up on his face. And then Chris starts a close up to Chris and stuff like that. I could do that more in post-production. On the live show, it's a little harder to do. Because the only transition I have in OBS, which is what we're using for this, is just basically a fade or a straight cut or like a slide in transition, which isn't the same. So the good news is that with this, I can kind of create my own mishmash of like these kind of animated props as well as actual video content and stills. So. We'll play around with it. We'll do something to make it interesting. We'll try. Looks pretty polished but thrown together.
If I get fooled a green you. Screen behind me as well, too, you can make me like in a copy of an X-Wing. Like giving a live report.
I literally can.
You know.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, like right now, if you guys had green screen stuff, I could have like Chris, I could have you with a Cloud City backdrop and, you know, people even walking around behind you. And then Lou, I could put you in the cockpit of a Y-Wing kind of sputtering around with like smoke wing. Coming out the back of one of the few,
X-Wing.
Well, I would hope you would choose an X-Wing. I mean, who wants a Y-Wing? Anyway. All right. Well, I don't really have much else to talk about. You guys have anything else you want to talk about tonight? Anybody in the chat room have anything that anything on your mind? Any questions?
What about John Williams?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So it was announced that he's going to be starting the Episode 8 soundtrack soon, right?
Yep.
I don't know timetable, but yes, he's coming back, which is wonderful.
Yeah. I see. He said something along the lines of he fell in love with Ray's theme and doesn't want anybody else doing the Ray stuff, I guess.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. If I mean, I'm paraphrasing it badly, but it was something along those lines. And I guess I love John Williams. Don't get me wrong. I mean, mad props. One of the best composers in Hollywood history. Not just current, but in history. I mean, the guy's a legend, and with good reason. That being said, I kind of feel like if there's a time that, I mean, he's getting old, and I hate to say it. I mean, we just saw Kenny Baker pass on recently, which is oh my gosh, I can't even get into how tragic that is. He was 83. You know, he's lived a long life, touched a lot of people. I mean, he brought a trash can not only to life, but made it one of the most iconic non-human characters in fictional history. George Lucas had to do with it and McQuarrie, et cetera. But, you know, Kenny Baker. But in someday, sadly, we're going to come across... Okay, Tamashii Nations and SH Figure Arts are Japanese companies that make good detail quality figures. Okay, I think I've heard of SH Figure Arts. Probably mispronouncing that, but okay. Well, we'll have to look into that and see if they're putting anything out for Rogue One. But John Williams, at some point, hopefully not too soon, but before too long, he's going to pass on as well, and he's not going to be with us anymore. And I guess, would it be better to pass the torch along now while he's here?
Well,
and maybe have him collaborate with another composer and then, you know, have that transition onward.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to collaborate, which he may not, there are people that can step into his shoes and fulfill that role pretty well. I mean, there are other good composers out there that have scored movies.
Well, sure.
So, sure. You know, we'll keep John around as long as we can. And then when time comes, we, you know, pick up somebody new.
Okay, well, let me ask another question, and everybody's response is immediately going to be, oh, no, he's awesome. At his age, I know there were some critiques of the soundtrack for The Force Awakens that it wasn't as iconic, it wasn't as impactful. Is he past his prime? I mean, is it time for him to step on just because, I mean, this is exhausting for him. I mean, it would be for anybody.
It's prime.
Wow. Well, is it not true? I don't mean that as an insult. I mean his prime
Right, but I mean, if I compared the prequel soundtracks to the original trilogy soundtracks, I don't think those are as iconic either.
But they still had some iconic moments. They still had
some, but
Duel
not
of the Fates.
The first ones did.
No, you're right. But The Force Awakens arguably had none. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying that's the argument. Chris, you're obviously more well-versed in this than the rest of us. And I'll be honest, I've not listened to the Force Awakens soundtrack enough for it to really be a part of me yet. So
yeah, we've had, you know, 35, 40 years with the original trilogy.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to say, I mean, there wasn't something like Imperial March. I hated Duel of the Fates for the longest time. And I'm okay with it now. I guess it's kind of grown on me. But even when I didn't like it, it still stood out to me. There's not really anything in The Force Awakens that like immediately comes to mind. I remember enjoying the soundtrack while I was watching the movie, but there wasn't anything particularly like that stood out, I don't think. Am I wrong? Is there something that stood out to you?
Me personally, Rey's theme.
Okay, and that is one that gets quoted quite a bit.
And I think that I'm a bit wary saying that it's not iconic or it didn't produce any iconic themes, because I think it, yeah, you know, they could have had some kind of like single release like they did with the prequels. It was Duel of the Fates, Across the Stars, and Battle of the Heroes.
Yeah.
And we didn't have anything this time. And, you know, I don't think, looking back, there was anything that was composed that you could give that to, not even Rey's theme. But I think that might have been on purpose, too.
Okay.
I think looking back, once we have the full trilogy of movies and soundtracks, regardless if, you know, John Williams does 8 and 9 or just 7 and 8 and skips 9, I think we can go back and say, hey, this is, you know, one of those tracks that, you know, will be played at, you know, Star Wars concerts forever.
Right.
Or if not, it will be a foundation too,
mm-hmm.
for a future track.
Okay.
Like, I know that the Force theme, which is usually, I think, most popularly attributed to in the Binary Sunset track for A New Hope.
Yeah.
You know, most people call it the Force theme, but in A New Hope, it was Binary Sunset.
Right.
So, and it wasn't even just that theme. It was, you know, included elsewhere, but yeah. So I think we'll just have to give it time.
Okay.
I mean, I understand what people's arguments were about the soundtrack underperforming, but to me it was on par with the rest of them, and you just have to view it in a different kind of in a different way and with a certain kind of mindset to really appreciate it
from a certain point of view. Okay. So in your opinion, then, it would be inaccurate to say that John Williams has moved from a powerful cinematic composer to a merely competent one. You feel like he's still got some, I don't want to say some life in him. You feel like he's still got some punch left. Like he's,
oh yeah,
he can still bring
definitely.
It.
I mean, I would recommend anyone who thinks otherwise to go and listen to his other recent scores.
What has he done recently? I mean, I know he's been active, but
ooh, that's a good.
Off the top of my head, and there's one that's like, I feel like I should remember it.
Let's see.
I don't think he did Jurassic World, did he?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, the important thing is that he's, I guess as much as you could argue that maybe he's past his prime, you could just as easily argue that he's not. And, you know, I'm just, again, I'm putting this out as devil's advocate because it's stuff that's being said. And therefore, let's discuss it. Let's take a look at it.
I think it's what you really feel, Eric.
My point earlier about the passing of the torch, I do feel strongly about. I feel strongly that the torch has to be in new hands at some point. And mm-hmm. I would rather John Williams hand the torch to someone and have both composers' hands touching it at the same time than for the new composer to come and pick the torch up off the ground.
Okay.
After it's dropped. I would rather there be a transition that John Williams has an opportunity to approve and that he has an opportunity to be involved in. And I think that, like, on an emotional level, that would make me feel better about the transition. The actual content aside, musically aside, you know, there's a certain nostalgia for, you know, there's a reason that Peter Mayhew was brought back for episode 7 and Anthony Daniels and stuff like that. Even though Peter Mayhew is not in great physical shape to really be portraying Chewbacca, they brought him in for several scenes, and then they have a new Chewbacca actor for the other scenes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that feels good, and it makes us happy as fans because the filmmakers didn't have to do that, especially in an industry that's so much about money.
Yeah.
They had every reason to not do that. That was probably a bad business decision to do that. The way they're paying the actors is based on how much involvement they've had with Star Wars in the past. So Han Solo got a ridiculous amount of money. Carrie Fisher got a ridiculous amount of money for a role that in anything else, they wouldn't get much money. And it makes us feel good because it's respectful of the impact that these people have all had on our lives. And that's a horrible business decision, but it makes us feel really good. I want to see that happen with John Williams too. So
he did the soundtrack for the BFG.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Okay. Oh, and speaking of ranting, that was just a little mini rant. That's all. Special shout out and thanks to Carrie for coming up with my new streaming gamer handle, Rantosaurus. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but everybody else seems to love it. So,
by the way, just a random fun fact.
Zachary, we need to get you some glasses, dude. Yeah, go ahead.
There was technically a single release for The Force Awakens. I think it was on Record Store Day. They put out a picture disc of one side was Rey's theme and the other side was March of the Resistance.
Okay.
Which I did not buy that. Because why would I buy that when I could just get the soundtrack?
Well,
which I still don't have because it's like $50.
So. Okay, Carrie, you posted the Winnie Deadpool graphic, which, by the way, awesome. I thought you so who came up with the Rancisaurus thing? Oh my gosh. I don't want to say we have too many people in our Slack channel, because we don't. We have an awesome amount of people in the Slack channel, though more would be also just as awesome. I missed it earlier in the chat, but it was brought up that the, I guess it's the third of the Aftermath books has been delayed by 3 weeks. I saw some talk on Twitter about that. I mean, do we care?
Personally, I think it's kind of funny because the Facebook post, I can't remember exactly what it said, but it said something like, we want to allow a little bit more space between our books. And I'm like, really? 3 weeks is a little bit more space? Like, what is that going to matter?
Chris, wait a minute, dude. No, hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the guy who's complaining about having too many books come out too quickly.
Exactly.
And now they're giving you what you want, what you demanded. They listened to you, Chris. And now it's like, oh, only 3 weeks? I mean, what more do you want, dude? It's like they give you the moon, you ask for the sun. I mean, come on.
He's got you there, Chris.
That is true, but I'm just like, what does 3 weeks make? Like, you know, what is that going to do?
It makes a delay. Apparently it makes Twitter blow up. That's what it does.
Wait, Twitter was like upset about this?
I don't know. I don't know that they were upset, but like I caught bits and pieces of some conversations. I've been swamped at work. I've been kind of half on the grid, half off the grid. And part of it actually was, I think there was some talk in Slack about it too. So I got bits and pieces of that. Thank goodness our Slack channels are, you know, it's funny. Way, way back in the day when I started randomchatter.com, which I think I went live with in like 2003, 2004. At some point I created forums because, you know, I wanted community involvement and that's how you do it. And I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have a forum for music and we're going to have a, no, Eric Keller was upset. Okay. So, you know, I made all these forums and stuff like that. And then I realized that the more you granulate that, the harder it is to get conversations going in any of those. So it's kind of cool that in the Slack channel, like we keep creating new topics, new channels within the Slack group. And I keep, every time we create a new one, I'm like, oh great, I'm going to create this. There's going to be three posts and it's going to die. And we're going to have this list of like completely inactive channels. And no, they don't. And that's awesome. So it's weird. I'm kind of happy that we can like sometimes log in and just be completely lost in the discussion. It's like, wait a minute, what did I miss? What are we talking about now?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, props to everybody involved in that. I guess we're just kind of rambling at this point, unless there's anything else to say about the Aftermath book.
No, I'm good.
All right. Chris, have you read it yet?
Nope.
No. Have you changed your mind about considering it?
I don't know. I have a lot of other books that are ahead of it that I would rather read.
Okay, fair enough.
So
I will say that the development of what's going on in the Empire does seem to be of direct relevance to the state of the universe. So like the whole situation of bridging that 30-year gap and explaining the nature of what's going on. The first one, not so much, but this one, I feel like it did a really good job of establishing, it's starting to build up. Like we're starting to see why the First Order is the First Order. And honestly, I have to say, content wise of all the stuff in The Force Awakens, the First Order was something that never really clicked with me. And I think Lou, you had brought this up at some point too. It's like, where did they get the resources? Why are they such a big deal? They're small and yet they're super rich, and yet they have a planet that can blow up not other only other planets, but entire stars.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was like, what's the deal? How did we jump to this all of a sudden? You start to see the beginnings of that and the machinations going on in Life Debt. So,
One thing too is, honestly, aside from knowing about Luke and the whole Jedi Academy thing, and then obviously Rey and the First Order, I kind of don't care about what happened in between.
What?
Like, I did care up until I saw The Force Awakens, and I'm like, I don't care about that anymore. I want to know what happens after. Which we're going to obviously see. But
that's sacrilege, Chris.
I'm just like, you know...
That's Chris, you know, at randomchatter.com.
You know, I understand. Han and Leia broke up. They had a kid. It didn't turn out well for some reason. And then and the First Order just magically showed up. But, you know...
I think that speaks well to the character development. I think that it speaks well to how strong the characters are in The Force Awakens. I think Rey is a solidly strong character. I think Finn is a solidly strong character. Poe is a solidly strong character. Kylo Ren, I can see the beginnings of the development of a strong villain. And that's actually something Abrams said he intentionally did. He wanted to show the beginnings of the development of the villain.
Yeah.
Still not into Hux. But, you know, it's... I think that the fact that you can be so curious about what's going on and then all of a sudden not care, you just want to see more of what you just saw, especially now. I mean, we're 8 months later. So it's not like we just walked out of the theater. You know, the honeymoon is over.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're into the marriage, so to speak. So to be able to still say that right now, I think speaks a lot to the quality of the writing, the directing, and the portrayal by the actors of those characters.
One thing too, I hope we don't see some kind of origin story or a backstory or, you know, something along those lines for every single character.
Yeah.
Maybe not now, but even like 10 years down the road, like after the trilogy's over. I mean, I don't, you know, it's fine to want to know about, you know, Rey and Finn and Poe and Kylo and all of the important figures, but I hope we don't see like I don't know, Star Wars Hux. Like,
I'll tell you this. We get a little bit of Hux's, tiny bit of Hux's backstory. More so his parentage in Life Debt. But are you saying you don't want to see those as spinoff films or as books or either?
Anything? Comics, books, movies. I'm just not interested. Okay. Like, the only side character I would be okay with is Phasma.
I was about to say,
and
I can,
that's because she has no screen time in The Force Awakens, so
right. Don't really want to see a backstory in Unkar Plutt.
Mm-mm. You know, a cool spinoff film might be Constable Zuvio.
Oh, come on.
I disagree with you, Chris, and here's why. Technically, it wouldn't be a spinoff.
That is true.
To be a spinoff, he would have had to appear in the film. Just saying.
More than like 1 second in the background. Yeah.
Yes. That, Zachary. We need a Tales from Maz's Castle.
There we go.
Excellent. That is excellent. I'm gonna call Pablo up right now. Say, dude, when are you announcing the book? Any day now is fine. We need that. I got to say, like, of the old books, the ones that still hold up really good are some of those short story books. Tales from Jabba's Palace, a little hit or miss for me, but all the rest of them, solid books. Solid books. Tales of the Bounty Hunters, I thought was really good, too. Hated the Bounty Hunter trilogy by K.W. Jeter? Same guy who wrote the Blade Runner sequels, which were equally as bad. But the short story compilation, good stuff. You know, in fact, if you are in a bookstore and you're browsing through the Star Wars books and they have any of those Tales from the Empire, Tales from the Rebellion, or the Republic. I forget which it was.
Tales of the New Republic is one of them.
Okay, Tales of the New Republic, Tales from Jabba's Palace, Tales of the Bounty Hunters. If you see any of those, pick them up. They're still solid reads. Who cares about the whole Legends versus canon thing? It doesn't matter. Like, none of those books, to my recollection, have anything in them that would contradict canon. So, you know, they're good stories. They're short stories.
Mm-hmm.
Quick reads.
I wish we had more short stories right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, be it just an insider or, you know, ebook form. Or even just, you know, physical copies. Like,
and, you know, it's hard.
It'd be more interesting.
It's hard sometimes to find authors who can do short stories really well, because you have to be able to jump right in and immediately care about the characters. You have a short amount of time to do that, and then also have to tell an interesting story too. We really lucked out. We had Michael Stackpole, we had Timothy Zahn. Another side note, a plug for Random Chatter. We had Blake Crouch, the writer of the Wayward Pines series and Dark Matter, on the show. And Chris, thank you for setting that up, because I mean, that was all you, man.
That was very fun.
Oh my gosh, that was a lot of fun. People out there, you should read these books. But what I didn't realize, through Amazon has a thing where if the author agrees, you can kind of open up your novel universe to basically professional fan fiction. And so he did for Wayward Pines, and I didn't realize that one of the authors for that is Timothy Zahn.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize some of the other names he mentioned, and then he mentioned Tim's name. I'm like, wait a minute, really? He wrote one? So I've got to, once I finish the book I'm in right now, I got to go pick that up. So, all right. Well, I think, I don't even know how long we're running now, because with this new interface thing, one of the things I'm not seeing, I'm actually recording the audio on a different computer, which is where I normally keep track of how long we've been actually recording for. So I have no idea how long this episode is, but I think we are going to wrap it up. So thank you for everybody in the chat room who's been hanging out with us and kind of putting up with the initial delay tonight getting this recorded, including you, Chris and Lou, putting up with the technical gaffes and all that, and for keeping us company. So, all right, well, that's it. And I don't have the show notes up. Lou, do you normally start the closing here? I guess I do. If you want any feedback, shoot us an email, echobase@randomchatter.com. And especially regarding this whole video thing. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Is there stuff we should change about it? And keep in mind, I know, like, for example, Chris over here needs some better lighting. He had no warning. That's not his fault. It really isn't. There's some stuff we have to work out, but as far as, you know, suggestions or ideas, especially more on a zoomed out level, like a conceptual level, definitely let us know. I mean, this is something we're doing in hopes that you guys will enjoy it. So again, echobase@randomchatter.com.
Oh, you can find us online. We're on Facebook at Facebook at Random Chatter Network is where you find us there. On Twitter, it's Echobase Podcast. At Random Chatter, you can find me on Twitter. It's at Lou Secchi, LouSecki. Chris, where can I find you on Twitter?
I'm at The Curse of Chris.
And Eric, where are you?
I'm playing Pokemon Go. Apparently, my Pokebox is...
Wow, okay, time to go, where folks.
Am I? Twitter. You
can find all of the shows over at Random
Chatter. Eric Bly, ERIKBLYTHE on Twitter. And I should also point out that I guess we'll get to this later with the streaming stuff. We may start streaming on Twitch TV from now on. So if you go to twitchtv.com/randomchatternetwork, you'll be able to find us there too. And you can find all of the shows over at randomchatter.com, including the video shows eventually. The audio version of this episode of Echo Base is going to come out first. Then we will post the video. This is probably going to be unedited. I'm probably just going to post it as it is for now. Patreon donors will get it a little bit earlier than that. So there you go. Who's next?
I think that'd be me. As always, we appreciate, you know, honest, good feedback. Leave reviews for us on iTunes and Stitcher, and tell your friends about us as well. Spread the word.
And if you can't leave honest, good feedback, just leave us good feedback.
Yes.
Moderate feedback, so-so feedback.
You can listen to us and apparently watch us live now on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday, we're doing 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays, we're also doing 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's rescheduling a little bit there. You can find us, probably on Twitch, but right now we do have it up for the audio, at least, at randomchatter.com/live. If we're on Twitch, you can search for Random Chatter Network on Twitch. You can find us out there. So I guess the Ustream channel won't be up and running if we're doing Twitch, but while we're doing audio, you might find us on Ustream as well.
Yeah, we're going to keep you guys posted on the events of all of that. This is still kind of early on. Again, this is more of a proof of concept sort of thing. We need to look at comparing Twitch and Ustream to see if one has a particular benefit over the other. One of the nice things about Twitch is we have a little bit more control over what we do, whereas with Ustream, we would have to pay a ridiculous amount of money for that. And then there are other things that would be a benefit for people logging in through Twitch, as far as the chat channel stuff. There's more interactivity that we can set up with the chat channel. There are chat bots we can set up. There are several members of the Random Chatter community, both with the staff and audience members, who want to start streaming stuff through Twitch, whether it be stuff like No Man's Sky or Pokemon Sun and Moon or even X-Wing Miniatures. I know Nate's got some ideas for that kind of stuff. I know Mike's got some ideas for that kind of stuff. We actually may finally be setting up our role-playing game. Whether it's Star Wars related or not, this might be a good place to invest some time into as a listener. So, oh, hey, one last quick thing. My article for FFG finally got posted.
Yay!
Yeah. I had some people message me.
How long did it take?
I don't, that's the thing, I don't even know. I mean, it wasn't like a crazy amount of time. And to be fair to FFG, that, you know, there some processes they had to go through and everything. It's not a problem. It's all good. But
they had to correct all of their spelling.
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome. They made me sound like intelligent, which. I had a couple of people message, hey, great article. And I'm like, yeah, great article on what? What's it about? Should I read it? Like, no, dude. The one you did. I'm like, I haven't written anything in like, I don't know, a couple months. What are you talking about? And I thought, so we have some people who are writing reviews now on randomchatter.com. Derek, Zachary's going to be too soon, Alex. And I thought, they confused me for, you know, normally it's me posting the website. Maybe they read one of Derek's reviews or something, thought it was me. Okay, no, that was nice. No, they posted the X-Wing article, which if you are considering getting into X-Wing miniatures, take a quick read. There's nothing profound in it. But hopefully it might encourage you to brave it out and to try out the game. It points out that it's really easy to get into. Gaming, role-playing game, Twitch, streaming. Okay, good. Yeah, so our tangents have come full circle. So that's it. I don't have any like really cool transition out or anything, so we're just going to drop it here. Check back next week. And we'll have more great Echo Base stuff for you. So until then, take care, everybody.
See ya.
Bye, everyone.
The Force will be with you always.